Well, hello, everybody. Garrett Green with you here at MGM Park. We are scheduled to be starting our game between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos pretty much right now. However, if you are in the greater Biloxi Gulfport area, you know that it has been raining a little bit throughout the course of the day. We managed to dodge it until, about 45 minutes to an hour ago. The rain started coming down. It relented, but now it looks like it has started coming back a little bit more. The good news is that there are some blue skies around, and so we're anticipating this is going to be not a particularly long delay. You just can't play whenever there is actual rain falling from the sky. And so right now, the tarp is on the field. The grounds crew did a great job getting it on before the rain came along. And so right now, the field is protected from any kind of moisture that might be coming. But for right now, we are in a rain delay. We are going to be waiting until the rain stops. Then the tarp will be peeled off the field. We are going to have probably about another half hour after the tarp comes off the field before we actually get going. So if the tarp came off in the next 5 minutes, which, again, it does not look like it will, the earliest we would start would probably be around 6:40 or so. So right now, we are in a little bit of a delay. We'll hop on throughout the course of tonight to let you know what is going on all across the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. We'll jump in about every 10 to 15 minutes to keep you posted on how things are going tonight. Again, this is slated to be game number 3 of a 3-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, but right now, with the rain falling from the sky, we are obviously in a rain delay. You can stay tuned to social media. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers. Go to Facebook, Biloxi Shuckers, search for it there. Also on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers. We will post any kind of update with a new start time as soon as we have it. But again, because the rain is currently falling from the sky, tarp is on the field, and we are in a bit of a delay. So we will be back at it here in just a little bit all across the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. For now, if you're listening on our flagship station, Cruise NWGCM, AM 1240 and FM 100.9, we'll return you to regularly scheduled programming already in progress. We'll dip in every now and then to keep you updated. Shuckers and Wahoos in a rain delay. Stay tuned to social media, and we'll have more for you coming up on the other side.
This is Cruise and WGCM. Let's cruise, baby.
Walk me home tonight. his charm,
in his one embrace.
Oh no, that's just his arm. If you wanna know, you'll be loving so. It's in his kiss.
That's where it is.
Oh, it's in his kiss.
That's where it is.
No excuse not to cruise. Get it on your desktop or laptop at WGCMAM.com. And you can download the free app for your smartphone there, too. On your radio at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. We are cruising. WGCM.
Your wife is calling.
Hello?
Babe, I just totaled my car.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, but the car is totaled. What a waste.
All that matters is that you're okay. It's not a waste. We can take the auto parts to PGM of Texas.
PGM of Texas?
Yeah, PGM of Texas pays top dollar for scrap metals, auto parts, and even catalytic converters.
Catalytic converters? Don't you need a VIN number to sell?
Yeah, you need your VIN number, make and model, but that's easy. And it's your car, and you sell any parts off of it you want.
That's awesome. Let's make the most of this bad situation. I'm going to call PGM of Texas right now.
PGM of Texas Gulf Coast always pays top dollar cash for a variety of scrap metals, including auto parts. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4:15, 8 till 4 Friday, and always during lunch. PGM of Texas Gulf Coast, America's largest recycler of catalytic converters. Exit 38 Gulfport.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Good morning, madam, and welcome to the donut shop. Can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if I might speak to Higgins.
Higgins? Madam, I'm afraid Higgins is very busy at this point in time.
Oh?
Oh, yes, indeed. We started advertising our donuts on Cruisin' 100.9 Radio, and ever since, we can't seem to make them fast enough.
Really?
Yes, new customers are coming from everywhere, much to my delight, but poor Higgins is having to help our donut bakers in the kitchen to make sure we have them ready in time for our customers to enjoy.
Wow! Who's on? Idea was it to advertise on Cruisin' 100.9?
Mine, of course.
That's not what Higgins told me.
Oh, you know Higgins.
I'm his wife.
Oh, his wife. You know, in retrospect, I think Higgins did mention Cruisin' 100.9.
Uh-huh.
If you're in business and want more business, it's time to start your conversation with Cruisin' 100.9 listeners today. Simply go to CoastRadioGroup.com and click on Advertise. That's CoastRadioGroup.com. Your home for Cruisin' 100.9 FM. Southern Mississippi Planning and Development District is committed to assisting older adults who want to receive a COVID-19 vaccine or booster. If you or someone you know is unable to leave the house, let us help you. Individuals seeking vaccinations for themselves or for a loved one at home may call 800-444-8014 to get assistance in receiving a shot where they live. That's 800-444-8014 for this free service. This project is supported by a grant from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and brought to you by SMPTD's Area Agency on Aging.
Cruisin' 24/7. That's That's why we're here. You found it. Cruisin' WGCM.
Well, I woke up this morning. You were on my mind. And you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh. I got worries, oh. I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. Came home again, but I woke up this morning.
Well, hello again, everybody. Gary Green with you here at MGM Park, where it looks like the rain has pretty much relented. Fans are starting to make their way down into the seats. That's always an indication that the rain has let up. The tarp is still on the field right now. If you're watching on MILB.TV, you can see that it is good and bubbled up. That means all the water has run off of it. So hopefully that makes it nice and light for the grounds crew to take off here in just a little bit and fold it up and get ready to go and play tonight as we're set for game three of a three-game series between the Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. 24th time this season that these two teams are scheduled to play. However, from the time that we take the tarp off the field, we're probably going to need about at least a half hour before we can get going. So, as we said before, if we peeled the tarp off the field right this second, probably the earliest we would get going would be about 6:50 or 7 o'clock. But hopefully here in just a very short amount of time, we will get the tarp off the field and get ready to go for tonight. Again, you can stay posted to Biloxi Shuckers on social media. You can check us out on Facebook. Search for Biloxi Shuckers. Check out our story there for updates. You can also check out our story on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers. And search for updates on Twitter as well, as we will post a new start time whenever we have one. But promising right now, as it looks like the grounds crew is just about getting ready to peel the tarp off the field. That means we should be able to get going here in just a little bit. Gotta love pop-up showers on the Mississippi coast. We are all familiar with it, and especially at this time of year, they become all that more frequent. Unfortunate, it was right at about our scheduled first pitch, but hopefully we will get going very shortly. We'll pop on with another update for you as soon as we have one. Until then, we return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress all across the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Cruise and WGCM. Let's go!
1, 2, 3! 1, 2, 3!
Tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, please, Susie.
And WGCM, baby.
Girl could ever take the place of you. feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would. We'll be right back.
my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman, I can't leave you alone.
We're still wondering, who wrote the Book of Love? And still cruising on WGCM.
Our day will come and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young to know.
Young to know.
Thank you.
gotta be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that. Cruise and WGCM.
Thousand eyes. So remember. has a thousand eyes.
Thanks for cruising along with us. We're Cruising WGCM.
Thank you.
More Boss Tunes to Cruise By on Cruise and WGCM.
Someone is waiting just for you. troubles by the riverside. Catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel ride.
Well, hello again, everybody. Gary Green with you here at MGM Park. Good news. The tarp is off the field. The rain has relented, and we are just about ready for Biloxi Shuckers baseball. First pitch is now scheduled for 7:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. And so what that means is that we will get rolling for the pregame show coming up here at about 7:05. Just need an extra minute to get everything situated and ready. We are set for a 7:15 p.m. first pitch. So the pregame show for the Shuckers Radio Network will come your way here in just a couple of minutes. For now, we're going to send you back for just a moment to our programming on Cruise NWGCM, AM 1240 and FM 100.9. We'll be back with the pregame show shortly. Shuckers and Wahoos, and the series finale comes your way in just a few minutes.
Hey, baby, this is WGCM Gulfport, 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenias. But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red superstar car. And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
Reset at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
Well, from a slightly damp MGM Park, it is just about time for the series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Very pleasant good evening, everybody. Thrilled that you were with us on this Sunday night. Garrett Green flying solo for one final night. Thomas Zenzarella will rejoin us coming up on Tuesday as he is once again filling in for play-by-play duties for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos Radio Network. Shuckers coming off of a 7-5 defeat last night. Errors were one of the big problems in last night's contest. Four errors committed by Biloxi. Three of them coming in a three-run second inning for Pensacola. The Shuckers did tie the game in the bottom of the fourth inning thanks to an RBI double by Cam Devaney, but then four runs scored in the sixth inning. Victor Mesa with an RBI double, and then Kobe Fletcher Vance with a two-run homer. Thomas Jones went back-to-back with him. The Shuckers did get two runs back in the seventh inning on an RBI double by Garrett Mitchell, his second RBI double of the night, and an RBI ground out by Joey Weimer. However, the Shuckers would manage just one more base runner the West of the Bay, Colton Hawk got his 10th save of the season as he threw a 1-2-3 ninth with a strikeout against Biloxi. So this is a rubber match. It is so rare this season that we have an opportunity for an honest-to-goodness rubber match. The winner of this game wins the series. When we come back, we'll set the starting lineups for you. As we continue along in the pregame show, headed for an approximate 7:15 first pitch between the Shuckers and the Wahoos on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Welcome back to MGM Park. A little bit later than we would have hoped, but getting you ready for first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And let's go ahead and run you through the starting lineups for this evening's contest. Leading off for Pensacola is the designated hitter Jose Devers. Ray Patrick Ditter follows him at second, and Griffin Conine in right, Matt's third. Paul McIntosh is the cleanup man. He is the catcher tonight. Victor Mesa in center, and J.D. Orr is the left fielder. He will bat sixth. In the seventh spot is the third baseman, Kobe Fletcher Vance. J.D. Osborne starts at first, and rounding it all out in the ninth spot is the shortstop, Devin Hairston. On the mound tonight for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, they send the right-hander Yuri Perez 3-1 with a 3.05 earned run average. As for the Shuckers, this is what their starting nine looks like. Leading off is the center fielder, Sal Frelick. Andrew Monasterio bats second. He is at short. And Garrett Mitchell in left field bats third. The cleanup man is the right fielder, Joey Weimer. Cam Devaney at third moves up to the fifth spot in the order. And Tristan Lutz, the designated hitter, bats sixth. In the seventh spot is the first baseman, Noah Campbell. Gabe Holt at second. And rounding it all out is the catcher, Brent Diaz. For the Shuckers, they send the right-hander Carlos Luna to the mound, 3-4 with a 5.07 earned run average. When we come back, scores from around the Southern League today and first pitch. All of that as baseball continues in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
I was cutting the grass.
Whoa, second time this year.
And I found a truck.
You should cut the grass more often, Sparky.
I hadn't seen this truck since last year.
I'm not a bit surprised.
She's pretty low to the ground.
That truck is on the ground, Sparky. You need to take her up to Southern Pro Truck and get your free estimate on a lift kit. She'll look as cool as beans, and you can take her off-road.
She's already off-road, Floyd.
Yeah, she is, isn't she? Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Just a few moments away from first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Let's go ahead and take a look at scores from around the Southern League today. We will dive further into them throughout the course of today's game, but just a brief look and a big result up in Montgomery today, as the Montgomery Biscuits get a 15-1 win over the Mississippi Braves today. So a big win for Mississippi, or Montgomery, as they take 2 out of 3 from the M Braves in that series. And remember, had a chance to potentially win all three of those games, as Montgomery trying to make up a 3-game gap in the South Division standings. Meanwhile, Birmingham 6-1 winners in their finale over Rocket City. And last but not least, Tennessee sweeps Chattanooga 7-1 winners today, as Alexander Canario hits his 17th home run of the year. Well, the Shuckers have taken the field. That means we have the national anthem and first pitch coming up on the other side. It's the finale between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. And it comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Let's go! Batter up!
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
Well, the rain made us wait just a little while, but from MGM Park, it is time for the series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Happy Sunday, everybody. Glad you are spending your Sunday night with us. Thomas Zinzarella, a booth over for the Wahoos tonight. So Garrett Green riding with you solo this evening. Shuckers come into tonight 41-46 overall on the Southern League season, 7-13 in the Southern League second half. As for the Blue Wahoos, they are 45-39 on the year, 10-10 in the Southern League second half. One more time and very briefly, here is the Wahoos lineup. Leading off the designated hitter, Jose Devers, Ray Patrick Ditter at second, and Griffin Conine in right. Paul McIntosh, the cleanup man, is the catcher, Victor Mesa in center, and J.D. Orr in left. Bottom third of the order, Kobe Fletcher Vance at third, J.D. Osborne at first, and Devin Hairston is the shortstop. On the mound today for the Biloxi Shuckers, he's the right-hander Carlos Luna, 3-4 with a 5.07 ERA. Luna stares into the left-handed hitting Devers, and the first pitch is low and in, and we are off and running at 7:19 p.m. Central Time here on the Mississippi Coast. Thrilled you are with us tonight. Right-hander Luna peers in, and the 1-0. And Devers pops this right back over our heads, foul. And the count is one ball and one strike to the leadoff man and the designated hitter, Jose Devers. Well, with the rain passing, it is naturally a little bit more humid here in Biloxi, but it has brought the temperature down, 83 degrees at first pitch, albeit with an 82% humidity. 1-1, and that is on the outside edge with a breaking ball. And the count is a ball and two strikes to the designated hitter, Devers. Still partly cloudy skies around. It was really weird. At about 6 o'clock, we were ready to take the tarp off the field. Maybe a little closer to 6:20 as the 1-2 is a changeup low and in. And as we were about ready to take it off, there was sunshine on the field, clear skies overhead except for one cloud. And, of course, it was still raining on the field. So without fail, that was what we ran into that delayed the start of our game just a little bit. A pop-up here on the Mississippi coast. 2-2 is bounced on the ground. First base side, Campbell will glove underhand to Luna, who reaches back, hauls it in, and gets to the base in time for the out. So 3-1 as Devers is retired on a slow bouncer up the first base side. Before Ray Patrick Ditter comes to bat, here is the defense that surrounds the right-hander Carlos Luna this evening. His battery mate is Brent Diaz. Noah Campbell, who just made half of that play, is at first. Gabe Holt at second. Cam Devaney mans the hot corner. And Andrew Monasterio is at short. We'll get the outfield after the first offer to Ditter. He swings and tips it foul for a strike. Nick Garrett Mitchell is in left. Sal Frelick in center field. And Joey Weimer is in right field this evening for the Shuckers. Luna kicks home the 0-1, and a breaking ball is right in there for a called strike, and it is 0-2. Well, Carlos Luna, 6'1", 215 pounds, the 25-year-old from Las Tablas in Panama. Sets from the third base side of the rubber and kicks home the 0-2, and that is hit pretty well into deep right center field, but Frelick out of stride gets to his spot out in the deepest part towards the right field gap and hauls it in. So a line drive out for Ditter. Two gone, and Griffin Conine will be the batter. A scouting report on the right-hander Luna. He throws a fastball, a cutter, a changeup, and a slider. A right-hander is making his 18th appearance of the year for the Shuckers. This is his 8th start that he is making, and just the 3rd in his last 11 appearances. 8 of his last 10 have been in relief, albeit very long relief. First offer on the way, and that is a pulled foul by Conine for a strike. It is 0-1. No score. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos. Two gone and the bases empty. Just underway here in the bottom of the first inning. Luna hands out from his chin as the right-hander brings home the 0-1. And a changeup bounced on the ground. Holt out in shallow right field. Plants his feet and slings it side on to first. And a crisp 1-2-3 inning for the right-hander Carlos Luna and the Shuckers in the top of the first inning. So we move on to the bottom of the first. It's the Blue Wahoos nothing. The Shuckers coming up to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers. Home half of the first inning, the Blue Wahoos go in order. So here is the starting nine that the Shuckers have put on the field today that will attempt to score first. Leading off is the center fielder, Sal Frelick. Andrew Monasterio follows him at short, and Garrett Mitchell, the left fielder, bats third today. Joey Weimer is the right fielder. He's the cleanup man. Cam Devaney bats fifth. He's at third, and Tristan Lutz serves as the designated hitter. Noah Campbell is at first. Gabe Holt, the second baseman, and rounding it all out is the catcher, Brent Diaz. They'll go opposite the right-hander, Yuri Perez, who this year is 3-1 with a 3.05 earned run average. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. So it is the number one prospect in the Marlins organization, Yuri Perez. First time he has been on the mound since he was with the National League team in the MLB All-Star Futures game last Sunday. So here is Frelick to face him. Perez rocks and fires. On the first pitch is a fastball, 96 on the outer edge. For a called strike, it is 0-1. Well, this is a great matchup here between one of the best pitchers and one of the best hitters in the Southern League. As the 0-1 and Frelick out in front of a changeup, and it is no balls and two strikes. Frelick hitting .326 this year in 45 games with the Shuckers, and he has been great in July. The 0-2 offer, and a swing and a miss, reaching at a changeup. And so Perez wins round number one with Sal Frelick. And with one gone and Andrew Monasterio coming to hit, here is the defense around the right-hander Perez today. Paul McIntosh is the catcher. J.D. Osborne at first. Ray Patrick Ditter at second. Kobe Fletcher Vance at third. And Devin Harrison, the former Biloxi Shucker, is at short. First offer to Monasterio. And a fastball is a called strike, 98 right on the outer edge. It is 0-1. J.D. Oren left, Victor Mesa in center, and Griffin Conine in right. There is the 0-1, and he slings in a slider for a strike, and it is quickly 0-2 to Andrew Monasterio. Well, Perez working at a quick clip here, shakes off a sign from Paul McIntosh. The right-hander hands over the head with the 0-2, and that is bounced out to short. Three hops, Hairston brings it in belt high, a low throw, but on a hop, Osborne picks, and Monasterio is retired. So there goes the opportunity for Perez for an immaculate inning, though he has thrown six pitches, all six of them strikes. With two gone, it's the left fielder, Garrett Mitchell. Perez, the 6'8", 220-pound right-hander, just 19 years old. When he opened for Pensacola back on April 8th against the Shuckers, he was still 18. Kick and the first offer to Mitchell. And a backdoor slider finds the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. That actually might have been a curveball right there from Perez that he whipped out. So we've seen almost all of his pitches here in this first. As the 0-1 and Mitchell swings through 98, the count is quickly 0-2. Yuri Perez looking to make quick work of the Shuckers. We'll see if Mitchell can do something about it. Garrett hitting .433 in seven games in July. Here's the 0-2 offer. And that is low and inside. Missed with a changeup, 1-2. Well, the scouting report on Perez, he throws a fastball that'll sit anywhere from 96 to 99 miles an hour. A slider, a curveball, and a changeup. Changeup very similar to Edward Cabrera. It is in the 90s, the very low 90s for the right-hander Perez. The set and the 1-2 offer, and a swing and a miss as he threw him an off-speed, and Perez needs 10 pitches to get through the first inning as he strikes out a couple. Shuckers go in order. That sends us to the second. Scoreless between Biloxi and Pensacola. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Both pitchers needed just 10 pitches to get through the first inning, each retiring the side in order. As Carlos Luna, the right-hander, stares into McIntosh and deals home a slider that is called a strike on the inner edge. It is 0-1. By the way, let's go ahead and meet our umpiring crew for tonight. Calling the balls and strikes is Bobby Tassoni. Justin Whitten is at third, and Steve Hodgins, our crew chief, at first. 0-1 breaking ball. That's bounced inside of the chalk fair. Fielded behind the bag by Devaney. Long throw across his body. And on a hop, Campbell picks it cleanly. Great job by Devaney on a ball that hit on the chalk and was fielded. It was fair. And an even better big pick by Campbell at first. So four balls put in play, but four outs so far for the right-hander Luna. And now it's the center fielder, Victor Mesa. Luna rocks on the first, and that is hit in the air, right field side, but that'll twist into the seats foul. Campbell will give it a chase, and U-turn and head back to the spot. It is 0-1. Worth mentioning, there's not a lot of breeze in the ballpark tonight. As the right-hander Luna deals in the 0-1. And a number off the end of the bat, one hop to Luna. He's got time to pit and throw right into the chest of Campbell. And Mesa, with his bright pink cleats on, good look for Sunday, but he is retired and scoop up his bat as he heads back to the dugout. So two gone on a 1-3 put out for Luna, and now it's the left fielder, J.D. Orr. Well, we mentioned that for Luna, this is just the third time in his last 11 appearances that he has started. His last time out was in relief back on not Friday of this week, but the previous Friday before the All-Star break as a fastball called strike at the knees. 0-1. Came in against the Smokies and went four scoreless innings, just two hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. And got a save as he threw the last four innings for the Shuckers. 0-1, a rip and a miss and an elevated fastball. And it's quickly 0-2 to J.D. Orr. Shuckers would win that game 5-3, one of their two wins that they had in Tennessee. Luna with two gone and the bags empty, the 0-2. And an off-speed low and inside. Can get Orr to chase in the count of ball and two strikes. Orr hitting .224 this year in 41 games. Three doubles, a triple, a home run, and seven runs driven in for the left-hand hitting outfielder. Luna the 1-2, and a changeup floats in low. And so the count, two balls and two strikes. And Luna's changeup sitting about 78 to 80 miles an hour, pitch that has a lot of depth to it. It will fade away from the left-handed hitters. It is a pitch that he has said he has felt a lot more comfortable throwing this season and has led to a lot of his success. The 2-2, This is fouled off and into the mitt of Diaz for a strikeout. And so Luna picks up his first K of the night as part of another 1-2-3 inning in the top of the second. 1.5 in the books. No score between the Shuckers and the Wahoos on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Half of the second inning, no score between the Shuckers and the Wahoos. Right hitter Yuri Perez gets Joey Weimer to lead things off. Well, the first offer to Joey, swing and a miss at an elevated slider for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Weimer is 1-for-9 in his career against Perez, but that won a home run. The 0-1. This is fouled right back. Joey was just underneath that. 97 miles an hour at the top of the zone. And the count is now 0-2. Remember, Weimer, in the last start that Perez made here, hit a home run off of him, the second pitch of the game, as the 0-2, and he swings and misses on a breaking pitch on the inner edge. And it's 3 strikeouts for Perez, 1 going here in the second inning, and Cam Devaney will be the batter. For Perez, it is his 14th start at AA. It is the 5th that he is making against the Shuckers. He's 1-0 against Biloxi, but the Shuckers are 2-2 in games in which he starts. Offer to Devaney. There is a curveball right on the inner edge for a spike. It is 0-1. The kick and the 0-1 offer. And that is laced into center field. A base hit for Cam Devaney. Well, Cam had trouble with a high fastball in his last 2 at-bats last night. He just turned 96 around at the top of the zone and shot it right back into center field. So there's the first hit of the game for either side. And a man on with 1 gone for Tristan Lutz. For Devaney, that is his first hit off of Perez in 7 times facing him. So a man on with 1 gone and Lutz the batter. The offer. And Tristan takes top of the zone at 97 for a strike. It is 0-1. Remember, Perez was the opening day starter for Pensacola all the way back on April 8th in the other leg of this 3-game series against the Wahoos. The set and the 0-1. And a breaking ball a little off the plate, a check swing, and on an appeal, Steve Hodgins, our first base umpire, says no swing. 1-1 the count. Both Perez and Justin Bullock, who started that night for Biloxi, ended up not factoring into the decision. A wild 13-11 Shuckers win. 1-1 low and outside. 2 balls and a strike. Perez threw just 4 1/3 innings in his first outing at AA that night. Perez then turned in arguably the best start of his career against Biloxi in his first appearance here at MGM Park back on March 29th. 5 innings, 1 hit, and 12 strikeouts. The 2-1. And lets a skipper up the middle, ranging over Hairston. He dives, he flips it to second, and they will get an out for Devaney there. Exceptional effort by Devin Hairston to lay out straight up the middle and from his belly, toss it underhand to the covering second baseman Ditter and at least get an out. And if Ditter doesn't reach and snag it, Devaney is safe. So it's a fielder's choice for Lutz as he replaces Devaney at first, and it brings up Noah Campbell. Great effort by the shortstop Hairston. He's up the front of the jersey tonight for the Blue Wahoos. So Campbell, the switch hitter from the left side, the first offer. And he pulls this one foul. That'll ricochet off of the railing on the Shuckers dugout and end up all the way back on the mound for Perez. And just behind it, it is 0-1. The Shuckers are in their royal blue jersey tops tonight. White names and numbers on the back. They have on white pants and the blue caps today. As for the Wahoos, they are in their pink uniforms. They have a solid navy stripe across the center that has Wahoos in white lettering. And they have blue numbers on the back. 0-1. And Campbell takes Lohman inside with a changeup. One ball and one strike to Campbell. Gray pants and the navy hats with the pink bills on for Pensacola this evening. Game number 24 between these two teams. Shuckers hold a 12-11 series advantage. The set on the 1-1. And Campbell hits this in the air, twisting towards the stand's third base sign, ranging over Fletcher Vance, but that'll be three rows deep. And so the count of ball and two strikes to the first baseman, Campbell. Perez then started against the Shuckers back on June 1st at Blue Wahoo Stadium. He went four innings. He gave up two runs on a pair of solo homers by Jackson Reitz. That was in for the Shuckers that night as they lost that game 3-2. That was the Wednesday game of that series. And on first is Lutz with two gone and the 1-2. And Campbell strikes out swinging on a changeup down low. So the Shuckers get their first hit of the game, but nothing else as Perez strikes out another two in the bottom of the second. That sends us on to the third, scoreless between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos as we move on to the third inning, bottom third of the order to appear for the Wahoos and Kobe Fletcher Vance. Sky is the first one out into right field. Weimer coming on, angling towards the line, crossing it, and four steps into foul territory. Makes the catch, and Fletcher Vance is retired on just one pitch from Carlos Luna as he fouls out. One gone and J.D. Osborne, the batter. So 21 pitches now for Carlos Luna, and 17 of them have been for strikes. Right-hander locked in early on for the Shuckers, and he gets the first baseman, J.D. Osborne. Luna comes downhill with the first one, and a fastball a little inside. It is 1-0 to the first baseman, Osborne. Osborne hitting 193 this year in 23 games. Three doubles, a triple, two home runs, and nine runs driven in. Luna's 1-0. And this is in there for a strike, threw him an off-speed. And the count is 1-1. Osborne getting to play today. No Troy Johnston in the lineup after he went 1-for-4 with a single and a walk in the game last night. The set and the 1-1. And a fastball high. Two balls and a strike to the first baseman, Osborne. I mentioned the fact that Luna has bounced back and forth between starting and relieving this year. But in conversations with both him and the pitching coach, Nick Childs, it is a role that Luna has really embraced. 2-1, and that is muscled out into the left center field gap. Freelick coming on and in slightly shallow left center field. He'll make the catch above his cap. Looks like Luna jammed him, and Osborne flies out. So two gone, and Devin Hairston the batter.
Shortstop, Devin Hairston.
But Luna at a stage now where he is just embracing any role that is given to him, and certainly with the way that the Brewers operate as an organization and philosophically, famously, Craig Counsell several years ago said that they were looking for out-getters. As the first offer is fouled back by Hairston for a strike, it is 0-1. And certainly the Brewers do have defined starters. You take a look at their front three in their rotation with Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff and Freddie Peralta and fill in Adrian Hauser, Eric Lauer. They certainly have a lot of guys. As the 0-1 is high and tight, it is 1-1. But I think that minor leaguers have seen throughout the course of the last couple of years that the best route to get up to Milwaukee is really pitching in any kind of role, and especially having the opportunity to pitch out of the bullpen as a 1-1 is down low. Two balls and a strike to Hairston. No score between the Shuckers and the Wahoos here in the top of the third inning. And certainly the back end of the bullpen is pretty well locked down for the Brewers right now, with former Biloxi Shuckers Devin Williams and Josh Hader, both all-stars, locking down the 8th, 9th normally. As the 2-1 is a slider on the inner edge for a strike, it is 2-2. There's options for kind of a hybrid role, long relief. That's how Aaron Ashby, the left-hander, made his way up to Milwaukee. It's also Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff both started their major league careers. As this is bounced foul for a strike. And the count stays at 2-2 to the shortstop, Hairston. But by all reports, Luna happy to just be on the mound and pitching. And so far, he has pitched well for the Shuckers over his last couple of outings. The set on the 2-2, and a breaking ball, weakly hit. Devaney comes on, gloves quickly, exchanges and throws, and it's chin high for the first baseman, Noah Campbell. So three up, three down in each of the first three innings for the right-hander, Carlos Luna. That sends us on to the bottom of the third inning. No score, Shuckers and Blue Wahoos on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
bottom of the third inning. No score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, 8-9-1. Holt Diaz and Freelick, the 3-2 up, against the right-hander Yuri Perez, who brings home the first to Holt. And a fastball at 96 is outside for a ball. It is 1-0. The game hitting 225 this year, 55th game with Biloxi. We set in the 1-0. And that is at the top of the zone for a called strike. And the count is 1-1 to Holt. A letter high strike. Gabe did not like the call, but did look like it did hit the top of the zone. And the count is even at a ball and a strike. Perez brings it home. This is hit foul over on the left side. And the count of ball and two strikes to Gabe. 10 doubles, 13 RBIs for the second baseman out of Texas Tech. Perez readies, and the 1-2 on the way. And Holt hits this up the middle. Harrison reaches, but it's past him into center field, and it's a base hit for Holt. 97 at the top of the zone, and Holt turns that one around. So the Shuckers have hit Perez's fastball a couple of times tonight. There's a man on for the catcher, Brent Diaz. We're talking about the fact that this is the fifth time that Perez has started against Biloxi. Last time against the Shuckers was a little more than a month ago, back on June 22nd in that last series of the first half. He gave up two runs on a double and a homer, two pitches into the game. Remember, Joey Weimer hit a home run off of him. As the first offer in, Diaz floats it foul over on the first base side for his swipe. Those were the only two runs that Perez would allow over five innings. He left with the game tied at two. Shuckers would ultimately win it 5-4. Jackson Reitz with a go-ahead home run in the eighth. Reset in the 0-1. And this is cued off the end of the bat, and a bouncer down the first baseline foul, and it's 0-2 now to Diaz. And Brent hitting 259 this year, 35 games with Biloxi. Seven doubles, six home runs, and 22 RBIs for the native of Miami. Right-handed hitter waits as Perez brings home the 0-2. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. That looked like the curveball that time, and it's the fifth strikeout of the night for Perez. One gone, and the order will turn back over to Sal Freeland. No score, Shuckers and Wahoos here in the bottom of the third inning. Series finale of a quick three-game set. Shuckers then have an off day tomorrow before they start a six-game series against the Biscuits. As Freelick waves through a curveball for a strike, it is 0-1. Sal struck out swinging his first time up. Three pitches and the strikeout for Perez. He needed 10 pitches to get through the first and 13 to get through the second. He did give up a single, and now a pickoff throw goes wide as it bounces off the bag, and Holt is going to touch second and move for third. There will be no throw, and it's a two-base error on a failed pickoff attempt by Yuri Perez. So not everything perfect tonight for the 19-year-old as he makes a mistake and allows Holt to get around the third base. And now, with only one out, Shuckers do not need a hit to bring in the first run of the game. So an E1 that allows Holt to take two bases. And the 0-1 to Freelick. And Sal, a weak chopper up the first baseline, but it is foul, and it will stay foul and be picked up by Osborne. Hit the lip of the grass on the foul side of the line, and it started to turn back a little bit, but died there. Well, if Sal could have just put that a little bit more in fair territory and forced the issue, that might have done enough, even with the infield drawn in. The Shuckers will start a six-game series against the Montgomery Biscuits starting here on Tuesday night. Holt leads off of third with one gone. And Perez, the 0-2. And a breaking ball again fouled off by Freelick. Sal ends up on a knee. This is his bat to push himself back up. Trying to noogied himself there with the foul ball. So the count 0-2. Holt led this inning off with a single up the middle. Diaz struck out. And a failed pickoff attempt. Two base error by Perez, allowing Holt to move to third. The set and the 0-2. And that is hit right at the second baseman, picked on a clean hop by Ditter. Change up at the bottom of the zone. And Frelick put a swing on it. But Ditter is able to scoop it before it hits the ground, and Holt has to retreat back to third. So the sharp line out, two gone, and now it falls to Andrew Monasterio. Try and drive in the first run of the game for Biloxi. Runners in scoring position was an issue for Biloxi in their 7-5 defeat last night. As the first offer is a breaking ball, curve that drops in for a strike, it is 0-1. Shuckers went 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position last night, and those two hits came from the man on deck in Garrett Mitchell. The set in the 0-1, and Monasterio caught out in front of a changeup at the top of the zone. The count is now no balls and two strikes to Monasterio. Andrew, his first time up, a ground out to short. Infield plays back with two outs and a man on third. Outfield straight away for the right-handed hitting Monasterio. And the 0-2 from Perez is low and outside. 91-mile-an-hour changeup. He's trying to get Monasterio to fish something there. Holt with a couple of steps for his lead off of third. Third baseman Fletcher Vance staying close. And the 1-2 in Monasterio, fly ball down the right field line, but foul towards the Shuckers bullpen. Well, again, the big thing for the Shuckers here, as it is whenever you're facing a top-end starter, is to run up the pitch count. Perez has had a little bit longer leash as we've moved into June and July. As the 1-2 swung on and missed, threw him a slider on the outside edge, and it's the sixth strikeout of the night for Perez. He works around a single and an error, and the Shuckers strand a man in a scoreless bottom of the third. We move on to the fourth. No score between Biloxi and Pensacola. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start of the fourth inning, no score between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Right-hander Carlos Luna gets to the top of the order. Jose Devers, the left-handed hitting DH, gets it started. And the first offer is a changeup, called strike on the outside corner. It is 0-1 to Devers. Devers, a ground out to first his last time up. Noah Campbell collected and underhanded to a covering Luna. The 0-1, and a breaking ball came in around the hands, and it's fought off by Devers, and the count is 0-2. Devers in the game last night, 2-for-5, the 2 RBI single, and he also had a double in the ninth inning. The 0-2 pitch is low and in. Couldn't get a chase out of the designated hitter. So for Luna, he's now sitting at 34 pitches on the night, and 25 of them for strikes. Right-hander just one strikeout, but has gotten help from his defense behind him. The 1-2, and a breaking ball hit pretty well. Deep right center field, chasing back on it. Weimer, Frelick, Weimer out in deep right center field. Brings it in for the out. A slider that got a little bit more of the plate than Luna probably would have liked, but deepest part of the park out there. Especially on a humid, still night, you have got to hit it a ton to leave the yard to that part of the park. So a fly out to right, and now it's the second baseman, Ray Patrick Ditter, as the first pitch is swung on and missed for a strike. It is 0-1. Ditter with a pretty well-struck line drive back in the first inning. That was in range of Sal Frelick, the center fielder. Luna fires home the 0-1. And a breaking ball, a check swing, and Ditter can't hold up. The count is 0-2. Frelick is shaded about five paces towards left field in center. But Garrett Mitchell is pretty much straight away in left, maybe a few steps towards the line. The 0-2, and a breaking ball is high and away. And the ball lands, who strikes to the second baseman, Ditter. Mentioned the Shuckers a day off tomorrow, and then they will start their six-game series against Montgomery. Big series for the Shuckers. Try and make hay here at home. Shuckers have been great at this ballpark, 26-16 at MGM Park this year. The set down the 1-2. And a breaking ball tip foul, and Diaz can't glove it. And so the count will stay at a ball and two strikes. Really, when you take a look at it, Pensacola, they have been very good at home as well this year, 27-18 at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The Shuckers 15-30 on the road. Pensacola 18-21 so far this year. Shuckers going 4-8 on their 12-game road trip. The 1-2 inside with a changeup. The count goes to two balls and two strikes to the second baseman, Ditter. But really, the biggest number that jumps out when you look at Pensacola is their record against the North Division this year. The 2-2, and that is fouled off into the dugout that houses the Wahoos. And the count will stay even. Pensacola this year, 22-8 against the North Division. And they are 23-31 against the South Division. Shuckers, three games under 500. At 27-30 this year against the South. The 2-2 pitch outside with a fastball. Good-looking pitch, but Luna was a couple of ball lengths off the plate. Well, the count has run full to Ditter. This is the longest at-bat by far for Luna in the contest today. See what he has here with one gone and the base is empty to Ditter. The 3-2 is fouled straight back. Out to be the ninth pitch of the at-bat to Ditter. The most pitches that Luna had thrown in an inning through the first three was 11. Carlos's 3-2 is on the outside corner for a called third strike. Pitcher's pitch right at the knees on the outside corner, and it's the second strikeout for Luna.
Right fielder, Griffin Conine.
So two gone and Griffin Conine the batter. That is right where all Ditter maybe could have done with it was touched it. And fouled off another one. A good job by Luna as he gets his second strikeout. And now it brings up the right fielder, Conine. First offer, and that is in tight for a ball. It is 1-0 to Conine. Conine 0-1 tonight. Grounded out to second his first time up in the first. No score, Shuckers and Wahoos here in the top of the fourth inning. Luna, the 1-0. And a breaking ball, and Conine hits it high in the air, deep to right field. Weimer is back. He is at the track. It is on to the berm and gone. And the first hit of the night for the Wahoos is a solo home run by Griffin Conine, his 14th homer of the year, and Pensacola takes a 1-0 lead here in the fourth. So 3 2/3 hitless innings comes to an end for Luna as the Wahoos strike first tonight. Threw him a slider and accidentally hung it. And a spot for the left-handed hitter, and that is way out there for Conine. 402 feet, the estimated distance. As the first pitch is outside for a ball to McIntosh, it is 1-0. It's on for Luna, who has been stellar tonight. Just the one mistake so far. Now the 1-0. And that is at the bottom of the zone for a strike. A fastball, and the count is now 1-1. McIntosh, who ground out to third his last time up in the second. Luna sets chin high, and the 1-1. A wave and a miss and an elevated cutter. The count of ball and two strikes to McIntosh. And for Luna, that is the first home run that he's allowed in his last four outings. Check that, five outings. Last time he did was back on June 22nd against these Wahoos as McIntosh sends this one deep, and it's out of here and gone. So for the second consecutive day, the Wahoos go back-to-back. This time it's Conine and McIntosh, and they have a 2-0 lead in the fourth. Well, for McIntosh, his ninth home run of the season and his sixth against Biloxi. So back-to-back home runs. And now still two gone, and Victor Mesa, the batter. The first offer, and Mesa takes inner edge cutter for a strike. It is 0-1. For the Wahoos, as they did in last night's game in the deciding inning, and they have back-to-back homers in the sixth, have done the same tonight. Cutter is ripped out of miss at the top of the zone by Mesa, and it is 0-2. The 0-2 pitch is popped up and foul back of home. So the count will stay at no balls and two strikes. The batter, Mason. Mason with a bouncer off the end of the bat, back out to the mound his first time up. Luna out from his chin with the set, and the 0-2 is a cutter fouled back. Luna, after he threw a lot more of his fastball in the early goings, has mixed in the cutter more here in this fourth inning. He has been forced to throw a lot more pitches here. Now up to 54, but 40 of them have been strikes. 0-2 breaking ball tipped into the mitt of Diaz, and it is a strikeout. Fourth of the day for Luna, but the Wahoos go back-to-back with Conine and McIntosh. And take a 2-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
I love you, Sam. Perez deals the first one home in a curveball, swung over and missed by Mitchell for a strike. It is 0-1. So solo home runs by Griffin Conine and Paul McIntosh. Difference in this contest right now. Perez hands over the head as he rocks home the 0-1. And a changeup weaved through and missed for a strike by Mitchell. It is 0-2. Mitchell 0-1 tonight was a strikeout victim back in the first, one of six Ks for Perez so far, all of them swinging. The righty, the 0-2, outside. This with the changeup. Look down a ball and two strikes to Mitchell. Garrett now 13 for 31 since returning from the IL. Perez, the 1-2. And Mitchell hits this one over the head of the shortstop out into left field for a base hit. Mitchell touches second. He will head for the base and slide in as he tapped first, was heading for second, and it's a hustle double for Mitchell. Boy, that is just effort from Garrett as Mesa came over and scooped it, and Mitchell never stopped, forced the throw, and it came in and out of the glove of Ditter, and so Mitchell is now hit safely in 7 of 8 games back. It's his fifth double in his last 8 games, and that one was all hustle for G. Mitch. So the leadoff man is on, and Joey Weimer the batter. And a little bit of a break right now. Don't know what we are waiting on. But everything is set now, and here is Weimer against Perez. Well, the first offer is a breaking ball, muscled in the air, right field side. Long run for Osborne. He'll run out of space as it's several rows deep, and an error for the fan down there on the first base side. Hit right to him, and he just dropped it. Now the count is 0-1. Joey, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Went down swinging on a slider. Mitchell at second with a double. Nobody gone here in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-1. And Weimer checks his swing and fouls it off. And the count is 0-2 for Weimer. Well, Joey and Yuri were teammates for the National League squad in the MLB All-Star Futures game a little more than a week ago. Back to second, and the 0-2 pitch to Joey. And this is crushed. Left field, Weimer to the wall. It is up, and it's off the top of the wall. How did the ballpark hold it? Joey will stop at second base, and I have no idea how that baseball did not get out of the ballpark, but it's a double for Weimer. How this one stayed in play, I will never know, as it was nearly caught by Orr, and instead it is a double for Weimer, his 19th of the year. Mitchell was waiting to see if Orr might have had a play on it, and so he is unable to score, but Biloxi does have the tying run at second as Weimer gets a double. And so now it's Devaney and the first offer, and Cam pops this back and foul for a strike. It is 0-1. So solid contact for the Shuckers off of Perez, the second time through the order. Mitchell with a slash hustle double, and Weimer nearly hits one out. Well, looked like that was destined for the Visit Mississippi sign, and it just died down at the end. And now Devaney, who singled his last time up, batting here with Mitchell at third and Weimer at second. The 0-1. And that is hit in the air. Left field, we'll see if it's deep enough. It should be. Backing up Mesa, he will make the catch. And Mitchell will race in and score. Weimer teasing to see if the throw will come in. But it's a sack fly for Cam Devaney. And the Shuckers reply with a run of their own. It's 2-1. So the sacrifice fly, one gone. And now it's Tristan Lutz. Weimer at second with one gone. Shuckers trailing by a run at 2-1. There is a peek back to second and the first offer. And a breaking ball is pulled on the third base side. Foul by Tristan for a strike. It is 0-1. Now let's hit into a fielder's choice. His last time up, it was a very well-struck ball up the middle. But Hairston made a great diving play behind second base and got a flip to second to retire Devaney. The set and the 0-1. And Lutz fouls this right back. 97 at the top of the zone, and it is 0-2. Tristan this season hitting .270 coming into today in 43 games. 42 RBIs. The former competitive balance round pick in 2017. The kick in the 0-2. And a busted bat flare. Right field coming on Conine. He's going to have to play it on a hop. And Weimer will move to third. Well, Joey had to wait and see if that was going to drop in or not. But it's single for Lutz. So extending his hitting streak to 6 games. And now he's on base streak to 15. So the third hit of the inning for Biloxi off of Yuri Perez. And they so far only have one run to show for it. Noah Campbell, the batter. A man on the edges and just one gone. The set and the first offer. And a breaking ball. Campbell checks his swing. It's a called strike curve at the bottom of the zone. 0-1. Well, Noah now 1-for-6 lifetime off of Perez with a double. Has struck out twice against him. The 0-1. And that is hit out towards the left field gap. That one is getting all the way out to the wall and fall and roll to the side out there in left. Lutz is going to get the wave. Weimer is already home. There's no throw. And a 2-RBI double by Noah Campbell has given the Shuckers the lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Third extra base hit of the inning and the fourth knock. And Noah Campbell delivers for the Shuckers. So Lutz scores all the way from first. He had a great read on that baseball and saw that no one was going to get to it. And Campbell drives in his 19th and 20th of the year. The Shuckers have a reply against Yuri Perez. So Campbell at second, still only one gone, and here is Holt. Shuckers 3 runs on 6 hits off of Perez. The right-hander kicks home. That is high and away with a fastball. It is 1-0. So a hustle double by Mitchell. A double to left by Weimer that nearly left the yard. A sack fly by Devaney. A single to right by Lutz. And a 2-RBI double by Noah Campbell. Perez, the 1-0. And that's high. 2 balls in. No strikes to hold. Gabe with a single his last time up. Right back up the middle. Got to third on a two-base throwing error by Perez. Going back to second. And the 2-0. And a backdoor slider is in there for a strike. 2-1 now the count to the left-hand hitting Holt. Infield shakes Holt to pull. Second baseman Ditter is deep. As another backdoor breaking ball. That time it's the curve. And it drops him for a swipe. And it's 2-2 the game. Third baseman Fletcher Vance is pretty much the only one on the left side of the diamond, but he is playing relatively close to third. And the shortstop Hairston is almost right up the middle. 2-2. And Holt pulls this one on the ground. And it's under the glove and bobbled by Ditter. He recovers and still gets the out at first. And a lucky bounce for Ray Patrick Ditter as he was able to get a glove to it, and it kicks up right around him, and he recovers and retires Holt. Just hung with it and retired Gabe. However, by hitting that ball on the right side of the diamond, that does move Campbell to third on the grounder. And so now Diaz with the man just 90 feet away in an RBI chance. The first offer, and Brent rolls this one third base side, coming on glove Fletcher Vance, throw to first in time. But what an inning for the Shuckers. They strike for 3 runs on 4 hits, and they strand a man. But as we head on to the fifth inning, Yuri Perez, guess what? He can be hit. We move on to the fifth. Shuckers now lead it 3-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low, our quality's high, what you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
In favor of the Shuckers as we move on to the fifth inning. After Carlos Luna left the mound in the fourth, trailing 2-0, Shuckers put up 3 for him in the bottom of the inning. And now he'll get J.D. Orr to lead it off. And the first pitch is right in there with a cutter for a strike. It is 0-1. So Luna did have to throw 24 pitches in the fourth inning. 18 of them were still for strikes. He's had 56 pitches on the night. Set in the 0-1. This is foul back. Count no balls and 2 strikes to J.D. Orr. So the Shuckers strike for 3 runs on 4 hits. Doubles by Garrett Mitchell, Joey Weimer, and Noah Campbell. A single by Lutz and a sack fly by Devaney. The 0-2. And this is chopped third base side. Monasterio a dive to knock it down. But that'll be an infield single for J.D. Orr. Which is well placed the other way. Third hit of the night for the Wahoos. And it brings up Kobe Fletcher Vance. Looks like Biloxi is going to get double-barreled action going out in their bullpen right now. Renoa Zavalis and Carlos Luna have been tag-teaming and pitching in tandem. They've flip-flopped who has started and who has relieved. So Zavalis set to throw at some point tonight. As Luna, the first one on the way. And that is hit out into left field. Frelick, though, with an efficient round, gets to within shallow left. And Fletcher Vance retired on one pitch for the second time tonight. One gone, and J.D. Osborne the batter. However, the Shuckers are also getting Arnaldo Hernandez up and loosening in their bullpen in the event that they need to bring him in. Case Luna runs into trouble here in the fifth inning. Man on first with one gone. And Shuckers leading it 3-2. Osborne from the right side, but first a pickoff throw. A dive back in by Orr. For this season, 29 for 30 in stolen bases. It's a good lead off at first again. And Luna the pitch. There goes Orr. It's a breaking ball. Called a strike throw to second, and Holt brings it in, but no chance. 30th stolen base of the year for J.D. Orr, and he's in scoring position. Pitch was called a strike. So that's the good news. And again, for a guy who has stolen 30 bases and only been caught stealing once, tough ask. He is in scoring position as the tying run in the 0-1. Is hit in the air. Right field, Weimer backing up on it, wheeling at the wall. He reaches up at the wall and makes the catch. And Orr will have to go back to second. So Osborne gave it a ride out to White. Weimer made the catch right at the wall. And Orr, trying to score if that ball bounced, is held at second. Two gone now, and Devin Hairston the bat. By the way, for Orr, 30 stolen bases moves him into a tie for second with Greg Jones in the Southern League. Starts to break for second, and that is going to be a balk for Luna. Orr stopped. Luna then started and stopped his motion. And I'll say this, you know, normally you don't know what a balk is. It's a very nebulous and kind of hard to figure out. This one, no need for the slow-mo. Luna started his motion and never threw home. And so a balk moves Orr to third base. Still two gone, and Hairston the batter in the pitch. And that is inside. It is 1-0. And a tough break there for Luna, because if he would have just thrown the pitch, Orr was on his way back to second. So even if he soft tosses it home, well, the runner is still at second base. And this one is hit in the air. Shallow right field. Backing up on it is Campbell. And in foul ground off of his left shoulder, he'll make the grab. So a leadoff single, a stolen base, and a balk comes to nothing for the Blue Wahoos in the top of the fifth. That sends us on to the home half of the fifth inning. Shuckers still with a 3-2 lead over Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Home half of the fifth inning, Sal Frelick leads it off for Biloxi. He fouls the first pitch off to the left side from the right-hander Yuri Perez. The ball in hand, the right-hander deals home. The 0-1 a curveball off the plate. One ball and one strike to Frelick. 3-2 in favor of Biloxi here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Perez had to throw 20 pitches in the fourth, but he is still just at 61 on the ninth. 1-1 outside with a changeup. Two balls and one strike to Perez, and he has been all kinds of in the zone. 20 pitches, 17 for strikes in the fourth, but four of those strikes were hits for the Shuckers. 2-1, and Frelick swings through a slider around his back foot, and the count evens up at 2-2. Sal 0 for 2 tonight, struck out back in the first, and lined out right to dinner. He picked it just before it hit the dirt his last time up when the infield was drawn in with a man at third. The 2-2. And Freely, a bouncer up the first baseline, coming on, scooped up underhand to a covering Perez, and Freely slides in safely. It's an infield single for Sal. So a pick and a scoop, and Perez was not hustling, and Freely goes sliding over the base with a single. So a base hit for Sal. Go again and give him hits now. In 12 of 14 games in the month of July. So Frelick is on, and Monasterio the batter. Perez winds and deals, and a slider is swung on and missed for a strike. It is 0-1. So one kind of hustle from Sal right there on a chopper hit up the first baseline. I know they normally don't recommend that you slide head first into the bag, but Sal made it work there. Set in the 0-1, and this is bounced. Third base side, picked by the shortstop. Harrison throws across his body, and the relay throw from Dinner will not be in time. Jump throw by Devin Hairston to get Freelick at second. So at least there is one out on a ball that was hit pretty far away from Harrison. He had a long way to go to get there. Time tonight, he has made a good play. One gone on the fielder's choice. And now it's Garrett Mitchell who sparked the rally for the Shuckers his last time up, an inning ago in the fourth, with a hustle double. There is the first pitch, and Mitchell swings over a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Garrett hit one that was definitely too tall for Hairston. He didn't even jump at it. Out into the left field gap, but honestly, with Mace's speed, I was surprised to see that Mitchell was heading for second. Monasterio off of first and the 0-1. And that is low and inside with a changeup. One ball and one strike to Mitchell. And Garrett, halfway between first and second, the batting helmet was starting to come up, and he actually reached up and he just tipped it off of his head as he went sliding in feet first to second. 1-1. A weave and a miss. There's another off-speed. The count is 1-2 to Mitchell. 3-2 Shuckers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Monasterio at first with one out. Mitchell batting, Weimer waiting. The 1-2 outside. Overcooked a fastball at 97. The count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, there was some movement out in the bullpen for the Blue Wahoos, but no one is currently throwing. Perez now at 70 pitches on the dot, 57 strikes. The right-hander sets, and the 2-2. And Mitchell strikes out, swinging on a changeup at the bottom of the zone. Seventh strikeout for Perez. Two gone in the inning. And now it's Joey Weimer. Boy, Weimer, his last time up, looked like for all the world that he had homered out to left field. Last home run that Joey hit was off of Yuri Perez. The first offer. And a breaking ball swung through and missed with a one-handed finish for Weimer. It is 0-1. Well, the Shuckers have hit so many, not no doubt home runs, but pretty no doubt out to left field this year. You forget that sometimes with the height of them, it can be deceptive out that way. The 0-1 is off the plate with a fastball, 1-1. Now the last time that there was a ball that was hit out into left field that didn't make it out with a similar height and trajectory to what Weimer just hit, I think back to 2019 with Jake Gatewood. 1-1 down in the dirt. Monasterio with a few extra steps off of first, but he will go back to the bat. 2 balls and a strike to Weimer. Gatewood hit one off the bat that was as high as the lights out in left field, but he got underneath it. And again, from where we sit up high, looks like it had the trajectory to go plenty far. But that one was caught about a step shy of the warning track. A Weimers was all the way up against the wall as it bounced off. 2-1, and an off-speed is high and tight. So a 3-1 count to Weimer. And on a short glance, it looks like this might be the first three-ball count for Perez all night, and he will go to the rosin bag as a result. I don't think he has gotten into a three-ball count to anybody, and now Weimer with a chance. Two gone, man on first. Shuckers leading 3-2. And Perez, here's his 3-1. And Joey swings through a changeup at the bottom of the zone. So a pretty good pitch from Perez. Would have been a strike even without a swing. And so the count full to Joey. Cam Devaney waiting on deck for Biloxi. And a right-hander now warming out of the pen for the Wahoos. Perez is 3-2. He's outside and low. It's ball four. So Weimer works the walk, the first issued tonight by either side. Then on first and second and two gone, and Cam Devaney coming to hit. As you can imagine, with a hard-throwing right-hander with pretty good command like Perez, doesn't walk a whole lot of guys this year. It's just his 15th walk of the season. So runners on first and second, two gone, and it's Devaney. The first pitch, and Cam watches a breaking ball low and outside. 1-0, so the Shuckers not fishing at as many of those off-speeds from Perez, but also his first two times through the order, he was in the zone a lot more. And Paul McIntosh is going to hand-deliver the baseball to his right-hander. Second mound visit for the Blue Wahoos tonight. As the right-hander continues to warm for them. Meanwhile, the righty Noah Zavalis is warming up for Biloxi, so it looks like the day will be over for Luna after five innings. Perez, the 1-0. Fastball top of the zone for a strike. The count is 1-1. 95 on that last fastball. Devaney, 1-for-1 tonight, had the first hit of the ballgame for either side, a single up the middle, back in the second. And a sack fly back in the fourth, part of the three-run rally for Biloxi. The 1-1 fouls this one right back, just underneath. And the count is 1-2. Cam this season now hitting .275 for the year with an .864 OPS. I'll check that .846. As the 1-2, a check swing on an inside changeup. And an appeal to first, and Steve Hodgins, the crew chief, says no swing as Devaney holds up. And the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monasterio at second after the fielder's choice. Weimer at first after his walk. And the 2-2. And Devaney hits this hard on a hop, and it ricochets off the glove of Hairston in the left. Monasterio's going to get the wave. Devaney will stop at first as Weimer moves to third. But another run comes in and scores, and the Shuckers lead it 4-2. Well, a sharp struck ball, and Hairston managed to reach out and get a glove to it. But the run scores, and the Shuckers take a 4-2 lead and are not done now with Tristan Lutz coming to bat, and the training staff is coming out to take a look at Perez along with manager Kevin Randall. I'm not sure if this is going to be a check on him medically or if this is going to be Randall going to the bullpen. It has gone down as a hit for Cam Devaney, so give him the RBI as well. His second run driven in of the night, 39 RBIs. The Shuckers now with 4 runs on 8 hits off of the right-hander Yuri Perez. And for Perez, first time that he has given up 4 runs or more in an outing since all the way back on April 22nd against Montgomery. Hadn't allowed more than 2 runs in a start since, but the Shuckers have gotten to the number one prospect in the Marlins organization tonight. They are not done now as Tristan Lutz stand in to bat with the runners on the edges. And Biloxi much better with men in scoring position tonight. Now 4-for-8. And whatever the medical check was, Perez ruled to be okay. And so now men on the edges and two gone. And Tristan Lutz will be the batter. Perez sets on the right-hander, the first offer. And that is lifted right side foul. It is 0-1. Now for Perez, he has been throwing 97-98 most of the night. That last fastball was at 95. Again, you take a look at it now with the right-hander. 64 and a third innings and two-thirds innings worth of work so far this season. As the 0-1, and that's bounced up the middle. Hairston, back of second, picks it up. Long throw to first, just in time to retire Lutz. And so the Shuckers are done in the fifth, but Biloxi gets another run on a single, a fielder's choice, a walk, and an RBI single by Cam Devaney. That moves us on to the sixth. It's the Shuckers 4. Now the Blue Wahoos 2. On the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the sixth inning. Biloxi Shuckers now leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-2. Day is over for the right-hander Carlos Luna. He'll give way to the new right-hander, Noah Zavalas, into the ballgame for Biloxi. Zavalas, the 6'1", 180-pound right-hander, 2-2 this year with a 7.95 ERA. This is his 12th appearance, his second in relief. 48 and two-thirds innings, 46 runs, 43 earned on 61 hits. Walked 21, struck out 47. Right-hander comes on after Carlos Luna tosses five innings for the Shuckers. And it'll be the top of the order here as Jose Devers leads it off. Set by Campbell, or by, excuse me, by Zavalas, and the first offer in there for a strike. It is 0-1. He'll set on the 0-1, and that is down towards the left field gap. Long run over for Mitchell. He will not get there. It bounces to him. Devers is heading for second. The throw and the tag, not in time. And so Devers slides in with a hustle double of his own, and it's a leadoff knock for the Wahoos here in the sixth inning. The ball hit the grass, which again is pretty wet right now. After taking some rain earlier in the day, field drains very well, but ball had a higher trajectory to it, and it dropped in and bounced, but still safe at first. Or safe at second, excuse me, for Devers. So nobody gone, and Ray Patrick dinner the batter, and the first offer is swung through and missed for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Zavalos in his second full season with Biloxi. 22 outings, 22 starts with the Shuckers last year. 5-7 with a 4.40 ERA. Strides home with the 0-1. And a breaking ball is a little outside. Ball and one strike to Ditter. Right-hander Zavalos throws a fastball, a changeup, a curveball, a slider, and a cutter. Noah sets at the belt. And the 1-1. And a breaking ball is high. Two balls and a strike now to Ditter. Zavalos, a long stare into Diaz. Remember, the signs will also be changed with the man at second base. And the 2-1, and a breaking ball fouled back over our heads and out of play. And the count is 2-2 to Ditter. Ditter 0 for 2 tonight, lined out to center in the first and struck out looking in the fourth. He was the second out. Looked like Carlos Luna was going to cruise through the fourth. Remember, he hadn't allowed a base runner. The first 3 2/3 innings, but Griffin Conine and Paul McIntosh went back-to-back to give the Wahoos a 2-0 lead at the time. The 2-2 pitch inside. This with the fastball around his chin. And the count is now full to Ditter. Zavalos, the payoff pitch to Ditter, is cued foul off the end of the bat towards the Shuckers' dugout. This count will stay at 3 balls and 2 strikes to Ditter. Shuckers replied with 3 runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Doubles by Garrett Mitchell and Joey Weimer. A sack fly by Cam Devaney. A single by Tristan Lutz, and then a 2-RBI double by Noah Campbell, giving Biloxi the lead. And time is called as Zavalos will take a disengagement here. Zavalos can definitely be described as a methodical worker on the mound. Right-hander sets from the third base side and another payoff to Ditter. He's a breaking ball pulled into left field, a base hit. Devers will get the wave around third. The throw will come to second. And an RBI single by Ray Patrick Ditter has brought the Wahoos within one. Here in the top of the sixth inning at 4-3. So Ditter with his 27th run driven in. The first two Wahoos have reached against Noah Zavalos, and now it'll be Griffin Conine. And a pickoff throw over to first and a dive back in by the runner Ditter. Ditter very good on the bases this year. Not quite as good as J.D. Orr. Stolen base earlier in this game. Now 30 for 31 in steals. Ditter this year, though, 20 for 23 in the stolen base department. Zavalos, the first offer to Conine. And this is lifted in the air, third base side. Devaney's going to track, but as he gets to the tarp, it will be well into the stands and foul. No balls and a strike to Conine. The last time that Conine faced off against Zavalos, he was looking to snap a 0-for-16 skid against the right-hander. And he did it in a big way. It was on Sunday, the last time the Wahoos were here, almost a month ago on June 26th. He takes high and tight with a fastball. The count is 1-1. Conine, 3 hits in that game. All of them off of Zavalos, including a pair of home runs and 4 RBIs. But that became a footnote as the Shuckers scored 3 in the 7th and 3 in the 9th to charge back and beat Pensacola 9-8. 1-1, there goes the runner. It's a curveball for a called strike, and the throw to second Monasterio will just make sure it doesn't sail into center. Stolen base for Dinner, his 21st of the year. And the count now 1-2. Dinner picked a great pitch to run on. For Zavalas, a lot of his success against Conine has been his curveball. He did throw it for a strike at the bottom of the zone there. So now the tying run at second. Nobody going here in the top of the sixth inning. And the 1-2 when Conine hacks back a fastball for a strike. The count stays at 1-2. Rubber match between these two sides before they face off six more times the last week of the season. 1-2, and Conine swings and misses at a curveball. So the first strikeout for Zavalas and a big first out as he gets the better of Conine. One gone and Paul McIntosh the batter. Well, for Zavalas, we mentioned this is the second time that he has pitched in relief for Biloxi, as he and right-hander Carlos Luna have kind of flip-flopped whether they start or relieve in a game. So they have a piggyback tandem off of each other. First offer to McIntosh, and that is down low for a ball. It is 1-0. Last start for Zavalas came back on July 15th against Tennessee. That was Friday night of our series there. Two-thirds innings, three runs, three hits, three walks, and seven strikeouts. Game Shuckers won 5-3. Kick and the 1-0 to McIntosh. This is popped up on the infield. Looks like Holt will be calling for it as he drifts over a few steps and off his left shoulder. Makes a one-handed snag for the out. And will hold the runner Dinner at second. So two critical outs now for Zavalas after a run has scored here in the sixth. And it brings up the center fielder, Victor Mesa. Shuckers leading it 4-3 here in the top of the sixth inning. All of the scoring has come so far in the middle three innings after a scoreless first three. First off, her fastball, little low. One ball and no strikes to Mesa. The right-hander Carlos Luna, who got the start tonight, he went three perfect innings to start tonight. And meanwhile, for Yuri Perez, two hits through the first three innings for him. But he did strike out six in that span. 1-0, top of the zone with a fastball for a strike. The count is 1-1 to Mesa. Mesa 0-2 tonight, a strikeout back in the fourth, and a bouncer back to the mound in the second. Zavalas, the 1-1, and a breaking ball off the plate. Two balls and a strike to Victor Mesa. Mesa now in the month of July, 7-for-50. Really has found a good swing. Something that even the Shuckers staff has taken note of. Not the same guy we saw earlier in the year. 2-1. Just a little off the plate. The breaking ball, and the count, three balls and a strike now to Victor Mesa. Victor Mesa, the son of the famous Cuban outfielder Victor Mesa. He has his brother Victor Mesa Jr., who is currently playing with High A Beloit. Set and the 3-1. There goes the runner, and it's fouled off. So the count will go to 3-2 now to Victor Mesa. Both Victor and Victor Mesa Jr., part of the big international haul for the Marlins a couple of seasons ago. There's no question about the speed and athleticism for Victor Mesa, who was playing in the top level of Cuban baseball when he was just a teenager. Zavalas wipes his brow with his sleeve, now sets belt high, and the 3-2 is fouled back. Wahoo's putting together some long at-bats against the right-hander Zavalas. Inning started with a double by Devers. Ray Patrick Dinner then with an RBI single. He stole second, but Conine has struck out, and McIntosh popped out on the infield. Wallace has his sign from Diaz. And another 3-2. He's swung through and missed. He got him to chase late at the top of the zone. And Zavalas strikes out his second and strands the tying run at second base. But the Wahoos do get a run. And as we head on to the bottom of the sixth inning, it's Biloxi 4 and Pensacola 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Half of the sixth inning, Shuckers now leading Pensacola by a run at 4-3. Noah Campbell leads things off, and the new right-hander Anthony Maldonado deals home a breaking ball that swung on and missed for a strike. It is 0-1, so the day is over for Yuri Perez after he goes five innings and gives up four runs. The set and the 0-1, and a breaking ball called strike at the knees, and it's 0-2 now to Campbell. Campbell gave the Shuckers the lead in the fourth inning his last time up with a two RBI double. Biloxi would add on one in the bottom of the fifth. The kick and the 0-2, and a weave and a miss. Three breaking balls all at the bottom of the zone, and it's a strikeout. One gone and Gabe Holt the batter. But for the right-hander Maldonado, his 25th appearance of the year, 2-3. Prior to that strikeout, a 3.53 ERA. Five holds on the year. Now 36 innings, 29 hits, 16 runs, 14 earned. Six of those 29 hits have been home runs. He's walked 13 and struck out an even 50 now. First offer to Holt, and Gabe pounds this one foul the opposite way for a strike. It is 0-1. So the final line for Perez in this game, five innings, eight hits, four runs, one walk, and seven strikeouts. 84 pitches, 65 strikes. 0-1 and a breaking ball just off the plate. Maybe a little low. The count of ball and a strike now to Holt. Game 1-for-2 tonight. The second hit of the game for the Shuckers back in the third inning, an RBI single. Just a single. No RBI. That's the 1-1. And Holt swings and misses on an inside bender. And the count of ball and two strikes. Holt made his way around to third on a two-base error on the throwing error by Perez. But he was ultimately stranded. Right-hander Maldonado, the 1-2. And Holt bounces this out towards second. Gloved cleanly by Dinner in a short throw to first. Retires game. Two gone quickly in the inning, and Brent Diaz the batter. Shuckers looking to close out this series with a victory. Give them a 13-11 edge over Pensacola on the season. Day off tomorrow, and then we're back at it Tuesday, 6:35 p.m. Shuckers are scheduled to send the right-hander Victor Castaneda to the mound, 1-5 with a 4.41 ERA. First offer to Diaz, and Brent checks his swing. The ball that bounces in, fastball spiked in the dirt. It is 1-0. Meanwhile, for the Biscuits, they will counter with a new face to us here, the left-hander Mason Montgomery. No record and a 0 ERA in his brief time at AA. 1-0 and a breaking ball that looked like it was going to hit Diaz and then nearly caught the inner edge. Two balls and no strikes. Diaz over two tonight. The strikeout and a ground out. Wednesday night, it'll be the right-hander T.J. Shook on the mound for Biloxi. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Evan McKendry. As the 2-0, he's hit in the air, stroked pretty well to left field, going back on it, and that one is off the netting and gone. Brent Diaz puts a charge into this one. His seventh home run of the season. It's a solo shot, and the Shuckers get the run back. It's 5-3 in the sixth. Deepest part of the park for Brent Diaz. And the Shuckers 5-3 leaders. So how do you like that from the nine spot for the Shuckers? And now it's Sal Frelick, and the first offer to him is low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. It had been a minute for Diaz since his last home run. Remember, he has bounced back and forth between here and AAA. Also spent a little bit of time on the injured list as the 1-0 inner edge missed. Two balls and no strikes to Frelick. First home run at AA from Diaz since all the way back on May 29th against Montgomery. And that is the longest home run drought for the Shuckers. As the 2-0 is high and away, three balls and no strikes to Frelick. Excluding Gabe Holt, who has not homered yet this season. Frelick in a 3-0 count here with the bases empty. And the pitch from Maldonado is way outside, not even close, ball four. The second time that Frelick has been on base tonight as he draws a four-pitch walk. The inning continues for the Shuckers with Andrew Monasterio coming to bat, and now Paul McIntosh will head the mound, and as he does, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
5-3 Shuckers here at MGM Park with two gone and Sal Frelick at first here in the bottom of the sixth. Right-hander Anthony Maldonado throws to first. And that is before Andrew Monasterio gets the first pitch from the right-hander. Five runs, nine hits, no errors for Biloxi. First offer is low with a breaking ball. It is 1-0. Now some right-handed action out of the bullpen for Pensacola. Off day tomorrow, so certainly, especially coming out of the All-Star break, you have an opportunity to use a pretty much however many relievers you need tonight. Set in the 1-0. And a check swing called a strike. The count is now 1-1. Next offer, inside edge, called a strike. Ball had some bend to it. Monasterio thought it was going to hit him, and it snuck back over the inner edge. Foul belt high. On the count of ball and two strikes to Andrew. Maldonado, here's his 1-2. And a rip and a miss. He threw him a slider, and it's the second strike out of the inning for Maldonado. But the Shuckers get another run thanks to a solo homer by Brent Diaz. And as we head on to the seventh, it's the Shuckers 5 and the Blue Wahoos 3. And Biloxi Shuckers Baseball continues in a moment.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
I was cutting the grass.
Whoa, second time this year.
And I found a truck.
You should cut the grass more often, Sparky.
I hadn't seen this truck since last year.
I'm not a bit surprised.
She's pretty low to the ground.
That truck is on the ground, Sparky. You need to take her up to Southern Pro Truck and get your free estimate on a lift kit. She'll look as cool as beans, and you can take her off-road.
She's already off-road, Floyd.
Ah, she is, isn't she? Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.